Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because today we are breaking through density. Boom, you hear that? You hear that? It's like I just heard this massive, like, jackhammer crystalline energy going boom.
The crack of the thunder of the divine opening.
It's like you see it, you feel it, you know it. And, you know, isn't it about time? Because goodness knows that the barriers of density really try to limit us. And it's as simple as embodying the art of ascended living. And I am just delighted that we are here together to celebrate, to move forward, and to be one with the divine moment.
We have a lot to share with you.
Some tips
and tools.
Some ticks.
No ticks or fleas. Tips and tools.
There you go. I like that better.
and of course, we're looking forward to chatting with our online callers and those that are connecting with us, whether through email or on the phone. But the first thing I want to say to you, as you take in a deep breath, I want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Are you happy?
Well, there it is. Are you happy? You know, really, wow. You know what, Sri? My breath just stopped. How many of you just held your breath on that? So come on, guys, let's clear that out. Shake those arms, shake the hands, move your
head. Big breath in, big breath out.
Move the shoulders. Ah, ask again.
Are you happy?
But are you happy? Woo! All right, Sri, that's a big one. Well, you know, before we go any further with that, because that's kind of like a loaded crystalline gun. Remember that we are live, and you are welcome to jump into the queue. Now, remember, our queue fills fast, probably already filled by now, but write down this number, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008, because the minute we say hi and then when we hang up, that's your moment to call in. And as all of you amazing, beautiful, beautiful beings know, we come together every Sunday as a community of divine crystalline light, and everyone that gets through is always part of that beautiful surrogacy for each other.
Absolutely, and we support each other's happiness.
Ooh, yeah, okay, you're bringing us back to the loaded gun. All right, you know, Sri's on a mission today, guys, because, you know, we are embodying the art of ascended living.
And the reason I ask the question is because few people are willing to just say, yep, I'm happy.
or be, really understand what that means.
Yep, because what happens is asking a question like that oftentimes triggers us to judge and evaluate ourselves to find a flaw or what's missing or I'm almost happy or I'd be better if. And all those kinds of less than experiences that come from a mind that judges.
Ooh, oh, you know, Sri, that you know, I'm just giggling here because aren't you guys going, all right, Sri, you're just hitting it right up at the top. And this is why it is so important to honestly dive. If you've been tracking with us all month, remember, September is the month of restoration. And I know ourselves in the past, gosh, you know, well, this whole month, I would say the past 17 days,
yeah,
right,
no,
has been all about restoration. And I believe that we've shared that whenever you are restoring, it's like a pendulum. That which was swung too far one way is going to swing back and balance into restoration. And that restoration comes at many different levels and in many different ways. And this was why in the very beginning of the month, we invited you to actually go search the definition of the word restoration, and really dive into the broadness of that, because we're in a very full experience right now. This is the week that we are going to have a lot more happening, right? We talked about how the shadow energy will actually release on the 19th, And that energy, when it releases on the 19th, is going to open up this huge momentum. And then that momentum is happening in the energy of the new moon. This is all this week, guys.
This is a culmination time.
It's a big, big week. And of course, we also have the equinox. So you've got the release of this shadow. You've got the energy of the equinox, and you've got the new moon, the void. So it's a big week. And this is why we have been inviting you to really hang with us. You know, we offered these 5 steps for navigating September. And a lot of you, we've been getting tons and tons of emails. And today we're going to go through some of those emails as well, because we've been getting so many emails from so many people from Florida and Hurricane Irma, people that are talking about some other things. Yes, it's an intensity. It's the opportunity to be the master you are in full restorative energy. If you are having a less than joy-filled moment, are you happy, right, Sri? If you're having a less than joy-filled moment, with all my heart, guys, go back and rewatch the September video and listen to every show we have posted this month, because there are 5 steps, they work, and this is the month to claim them, to really claim them.
You know, we are all capable of creating joy and happiness in our lives. And it involves taking responsibility for our perspective, how we look at things. This is why the teachings of the Essena, the Essene brethren, are so important, is they activate a discernment filter. As we're able to look at things from an ascended point of view, as we're able to trust our hearts more fully, as we're able to live with our divine guidance, we discover that happiness, peace, and joy are natural. They're natural occurrences. And so sometimes pain enters our lives, and sometimes we have to smile at that and be happy for the wisdom or the lesson that's coming through. Doesn't mean we need to get stuck there. It's just take a moment and smile at it. So, beloved ones, today we're talking about embodying the art of ascended living. And the one thing I want to point out to you is that the art of ascended living is just that. It has an individual flair. Your path is as individual as you are. Your spiritual journey is as individual as you are. And this is why the yoga of self-ascension celebrates who you are, where you are, and encourages you to get on with it, to keep going. And that is indeed the uniqueness of this particular discernment of spiritual living. As we are greeting you today, we want to just say to you, it is an amazing day here at Blue Mountain
Sanctuary. But when is it not? In all honesty, it's been, you know, living in the Andes Mountains is really quite extraordinary, because, you know, people warned us. They said, when you move into the Andes Mountains, you're moving into this area of microclimate. And we are blessed that we've had to throw out looking at the weather.
Well, it's amazing.
Because whatever is posted on the weather is not what our weather is.
You know, there's a valley that intersects to another valley that intersects to another.
These beautiful inter-Andean valleys.
And the mountain peaks, each one creates its own ecosystem. And so we often greet the day with a little bit of moisture.
Well,
and
almost this mystical moment. It's
mist,
gorgeous.
And dampness, and then the sun comes out, and all of a sudden the hills are green, the birds are chirping. And
it's really a Sound of Music moment. You know, it's really, I just see Julie Andrews up there on one of our mountains twirling, you know.
What's she doing up there?
What is she up there? I want one of those aprons, you know. But it really is a gorgeous day here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And one of the things that's happening, guys, is that the energy here is rapidly escalating. And I do want to, again, invite you, please, please, please go to SriandKira.com and check out what's going to be happening here over New Year's. Whether or not you're here with us live in New Year's at Tosa Blue Mountain is it matters. Really try to get down here and stay for what we're doing. But if you can't, we are going to go with a worldwide broadcast New Year's Eve, because there is a powerful year coming in. And this is, again, why claiming yourself as a master today, what we're talking about, is so vital.
Now, just to kind of wrap up this little piece that I brought in at the beginning of the show, is that your happiness does not depend upon outer circumstances.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes that's a little hard to swallow because things happen, you know, things happen and they disturb us. And we realize that we were expecting a different result from the world. We realize that we were wanting a different result. And that when things happen and it upsets our equilibrium, it's a great opportunity to truly look at where is the source of my happiness.
Yeah.
Am I residing in my ascended heart, trusting my divine connection? Or am I dependent upon the world of density to treat me nice?
Mm.
Because I'll tell you what, the world of density is not behaving in the way that we would call nice.
Well, obviously. And guys, that's why today is really about doing what? It's about breaking through density. You know, Sri, you have said this for years, and it's just such a perfect line that I always repeat it. You cannot play your way off the game board, right? And density is a game board. Density has its own set of rules. Density has its own limitations, its own way of keeping you trapped. And the reality is, it's almost like the Einstein, right? You can't solve problems at the level of consciousness that created them. Well, that's really like playing your way off the game board. You have to lift. You must lift. And this is the blessing. This is why you're here right now, because you already know this, guys. You wouldn't be listening to the show if somewhere deep within you, you didn't already know that to be true.
Absolutely. We lift. And ascension is not a magic trick.
No.
Ascension is the ever-refining spiral of vibrational upliftment, the ever-refining finding joy of greater divine expanded consciousness. And so this game board we call density, or you can insert the words mass consciousness if you like, has got a good grip on other dense things, such as political and social and infrastructures and all of that. But the thing here is that yes, you cannot play your way off the game board. As long as you think that your life is just your career, as long as you think that the political environment, the social environment, the physical world is the dominant reality, then you are asleep to your spiritual legacy.
Yeah.
And when we begin to recognize that it's our life is a spiritual path, then we start the process of awakening.
Exactly.
And that's the beautiful thing. And that brings me to the Lost Books of the Ascended.
Well, and now, guys, you might remember last week we started going through all these five steps. And when we got to the end, we said, all right, being a master is such a big piece of this that it's going to be a show. Well, it's actually two shows. It's this week, and we're going to culminate with it next week. Now, another reason why it's important to culminate with this show next week is because, as we mentioned, this is a really big week. And let's also remember one thing. This coming Saturday is the 23rd of September. So many people have said it's going to be the end of the world. And we want you to know that. Make a note to join us on the 24th next Sunday, because there will be a show, and the world will be here, and you will be here with us. And it's important for all of us to really know that. Remember, an intense week. By the end of this week, there's going to be a lot of intensity, posturing, positioning. However, we will make it through.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to just say right now before we get to the phone lines is that the process of living an ascended life is truly one of understanding that we are in an expanding universe, and that everything has cycles, everything has meaning, and that your life is your lesson. One of the things the Essene teaches, and we shared this last week.
And this is that book one. So let's remind everybody, Sri, that if you want to grab this book, it's free. Just go to SriandKira.com. Right on the homepage, up at the top, click on Art of Ascended Living, right, which is what we're teaching. And underneath that, you'll see messages from the masters. When you go to that page, you will see tons of messages from the masters. Go to the Lost Books of the Essene, and there's 12 books. Just click on book one.
Absolutely. And one of the things that comes in book one is this beautiful mantra, this beautiful guidepost for understanding how to be in the world. And I'm going to read this to you, and then I want to talk about the first one of them, and then we'll move to the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Essene teaches at the very beginning is, in order to open your heart to an ascendant perspective.
And they actually call it birthing an Essene heart.
The Essene heart, those that walk a path of healing and love.
The art of ascended living.
Exactly. And so what they say is, comfort those who are asleep, be present for those who are drowsy, and be with those who are awake.
And we've started talking about this more than once, and especially this week. This is the week to really have at your disposal the being with those who are awake. And one of the ways you can do that is, go get this book off of our website. It's free, print it. It's only about, 12 pages? I mean, they call it a book. Bring this into your life, read it, keep comfort around you, because this is a big week for restoration at every level.
And there's a lot of discernment that comes with these simple phrases. But for today's purpose, it helps evoke an ascended perspective. For example, if we say, comfort those who are asleep, what we're meaning by that, what the depth that's carried in that simple phrase is, hold presence.
Mm.
Hold your heart open for those who are asleep. Offer them reassurance and comfort, and recognize you cannot teach the asleep.
Isn't that the truth?
You cannot teach what is not ready to be understood.
Yeah.
And so we look at the state of the outer world. You look at mass consciousness, and people are simply not ready for a more ascended perspective until they are ready.
Well, you know, isn't that the truth? It's like, and that's that drowsy. Isn't it? You know, because the drowsy, and again, you guys have heard me say this before, but the drowsy are very much like a teenager on a Saturday morning. If they don't need to be up before noon, they're usually not going to be. And goodness gracious, don't open up that door and try to wake them up, because you're not going to be greeted with a lot of cheer.
That's right. So the drowsy are kind of sometimes asleep, sometimes awake. And
right.
Hey, we can all relate to that one.
I think everybody
can. Because that is the stage at which so much happens in our lives, where we're beginning to break free, where we get inspired, and then I'm back in the stuff again.
Well, and you know, Sri, we just have to, before we go to the call lines, and guys, we're going to get to all of you, and we also have quite a bit of email. We're going to share some of those. But one of the things I want to share really importantly here is that if you find yourself drowsy, that's the moment not to judge yourself, because it is sometimes just too difficult to remain awake. And this is why, if you want to remain awake, this is why surrounding yourself with information that is positive and that is aligned with your heart will support you. And something as simple as comfort those who are asleep. They are not saying go out and try to help them wake up.
No, you're not here to change them. What you are here to do is to model loving presence.
Right.
And as we move into a place where we ourselves are feeling drowsy, here's something, a discernment to offer. It can feel comforting to ourselves sometimes to lower our vibration.
Very true.
Need to hang out with the old buddies, to go and do the old.
Well, you know, it's pain you know, right?
It's the pain you know.
You know. Yep.
And it means I don't have to deal with being awake.
Right.
There's a great risk when doing that, because sometimes we go in for a little rest into a less evolved state of consciousness, and we get caught there for a while.
Well, you know, I gotta use it, guys. Forgive me, but I have to give this example, and then we're gonna jump into the phone lines because we have so much more to share as well. But all right, y'all remember The Matrix, right? I know it's now a movie that came out a long time ago, but seems to be one of those that we all remember, right?
That's a perennial theme.
It does. And I'm talking about the very first Matrix. So you remember when, you know, we're not going to talk about Neo and the pill. I think everybody gets that one. What we're going to talk about is, I forget his name, the guy who was the traitor, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name either.
But do you guys remember the scene?
Put me back in.
Right, where he was sitting at dinner in the Matrix, right? And he's sitting in the restaurant, and he's sitting there with you know, the guy from the machine, and he looks at him and he says, I want to be put back in. I want to be famous. I want a lot of money.
And
I don't want to remember a thing. And he's promised all of that, but in the end, what happens? He wounds up destroyed. because when he wanted to go back in and forget, and what he forgot is that there is always a balance to our actions. And I want you guys to breathe that in. There is always a balance to our actions. The key is, it's not for us to decide what that balance will be for another, nor is it for us to know ahead of time how our balance will look, because we are loved so much from the universe that we are always kept on a need-to-know basis when it comes to our spiritual evolution. So I want you to breathe that in. And here's why I'm sharing this with you. We are getting ready to hit a peak week here in September. You are the master. You will walk through this week beautifully. You will thrive for this week. It can be a beautiful week, or you're going to dive. And the question is, are you ready to really break free? Because it takes courage to do it, guys. It's a lot easier to repeat old cycles. It's a lot easier to drop back into density. And it's a whole lot easier to forget that you ever started waking up.
And as everything is being restored right now,
capital R,
part of the restoration is the shadow of you.
Right. And we only have, what, two more days in this Mercury retrograde shadow.
As the shadow restores, it becomes visible.
Right.
It wants to take over your perceptions, your feelings.
Two more days, just two more days.
You know, you might be sinking into a hurtful state of being.
Right, right.
And that means it's your time to wake up fully, to bring self-love, self-courage, universal trust, and passionate action right
Absolutely.
Now, right now into your life and heal that shadow.
Well, and don't you just love it? I'm just sharing this as an example that as three more hurricanes are broiling in the Atlantic, the White House comes out and still says, we're not going to believe in climate change. We're pulling out of the Paris Accord. Restoration. Do you see there? Do you see both sides? What's right there in front of you and the power of denial. And I'm just using that as an example. I'm not passing any judgment on it. I'm just offering you on a global example. You're going to see a lot more of that. And it's an invitation for you to lift, to again, comfort those who are asleep. You know, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rather than get angry about it, be present for those who are drowsy. Live your best life. And then be with those who are awake. That is food for your soul, and it keeps
that
you
helps
going.
You. It keeps, sustains the journey.
Yeah, and you know what sustains my journey? Our amazing, 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 beautiful, beautiful community that comes together every Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head to the phone lines, and we'll start at line one and say hi to Jessica from Michigan.
Namaste, Jessica. Welcome.
Namaste. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy today. Like, honestly, all this restoration energy, focusing on myself, taking care of myself. My business is, like, coming forward. I'm coming forward. It's so next chapter. My birthday is the 23rd, next weekend, and I just would love a mini soul reading just to see how I can sustain this and keep going.
Oh, I am so loving, loving, loving that you're our first caller today. This rocks.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, first and foremost, happy birthday. And I share this week, my birthday happens to be on Wednesday as well. And what I can share with you is that for you, my angel, they're saying that the time has arrived. And that's all they keep saying around you. The time has arrived. The time has arrived. And the key is to not look back. They're saying what's done is done. What has been has been. Now stake your claim in the divine dance of this lifetime and move forward with the power. They're using the words power and propensity that is your birthright. Very big year ahead. This time next year is going to look very different for you than this time right now. And I am just so excited and happy to be with you in this moment. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday to you, too. Love you guys.
We love you. Many blessings.
Many
Namaste.
Blessings
Woo! Oh, wow. You know, Sri, it's such a powerful week. You can
it
just
is.
Feel it. You can feel it. Let's say hi to somebody else.
Well, we're going to head to line two and welcome Barbara from Florida.
Namaste, Barbara. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call. It's ironic that you began the show with happiness because I'm calling about my depression. I have had serious depression for years, and I'm hoping that I could get off my medication because it has terrible side effects and it's doing my body bad things to my body. But every time I try to drop down any lower, the depression comes back and I feel like I'm stuck, I'm trapped in taking this medication that I don't want to take, yet I try and try and I can't seem to get off it. I don't want to get depressed again, but I just don't know what to do. I thought maybe you might have some insight.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'm honored that you asked. You know, the first thing I want to share with you, my love, is you have such a strong archangelic soul presence that part of the depression has simply been about integrating living on this planet again. And as I was listening to you, all of these archangels, it was like all the rays of light came in around you and I saw all these colors. And especially Archangel Raphael, Archangel Zadkiel, and Archangel Uriel are very tight to you right now. And this message I'm giving to you is coming from the three of them in unison. It's like they're singing it to me. And here's what they're saying. Each time you take your medicine, say, I love you. Hold your medicine in your hand and say, thank you. Thank you for offering me the ability to stay in my body and be here. I am ready to receive the higher blessing of your gift. And they're saying that the more that you say thank you, the faster you will balance the energy within your body. And that when the time comes again and you look to minimize, there will be a love energy and an appreciation energy around it that will overtake the energy they're not calling it the darkness, but what they're calling it is like a resistance energy within the physical body that can't believe you're here on this planet. The other thing they're showing me, Angel, is you need to be drinking a lot more water. No matter how much you're drinking, you need to drink more. And if you can, squeeze some fresh lemon in it, just a little bit, but it needs to be organic. The other thing is, do you own a nice clear crystal like that you can carry in your hand that's a nice size? Do you have one already?
I have one.
I thought you did, yes. Because they showed me with it. Okay. You need to have that baby with you all the time. I mean, like, I don't care where you are. It needs to be in your bag. It needs to be in your pocket. It needs to be in your hand. And it needs to be on the right-hand side of your bed when you sleep. 3 months, Barbara, 3 months of this protocol, and pay attention to the messages coming in from these angels. You've got more to do in your life, and you're going to be really ready and able to be of greater service because of this. So I love that you got through today, and I love you, and you have an amazing soul. Oh, my God. I bow before your mastery, my love. Thank you for taking form.
Oh, my goodness. I do have a crystal. It's not clear, but it's been blessed by John of God that I got from someone.
Use it. And that must be the clarity I'm seeing because of the John of God energy in it. Use that crystal and just move forward. And remember, every time you take your medicine, you hold it in your hand. Thank you. I love you. And just pump it with love, and you're going to be blown away at the shifts in your life.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I sure will. I really appreciate it. And you think then eventually I can get off it and not be depressed?
I do. I really, well, I don't. It's the beautiful beings that are speaking through us today. And I have full trust and faith in them. And so allow it to be easy and follow your guidance. And I absolutely see you flourishing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love. Many, many blessings.
Blessings to you too, both. Thank you.
Namaste. Oh, Sri, you know, before we go any further, speaking of requests, we got the most precious email was forwarded to us this morning, and I just want to quickly honor this.
Absolutely. This came in from Nelsie, and it says, Dear Sri and Kira, good morning and greetings from the heart. I listen to your beautiful show every Sunday with my son, and it is an integral part of our weekend. I would love a soul reading.
Oh, well, Nelsie, I want to share with you that when your email got forwarded to us this morning, you know, we get hundreds of emails forwarded to us, and yours is one of several that we're going to address today on the air. I feel you. You are amazing. And I really just, my heart really felt your heart. And so thank you. Thank you for reaching out for a reading today. I also want to share with you that I see your son's energy as well. It's like the two of you have this very special bond that offers a divine illumination, not only for each other, for you and for your son, but for all those around you. And the reason that I felt so compelled to offer you the soul reading today is because everything around you is saying you are doing enough. Do not fear. However, you're ready to be more visible. And what that means is to not hold back the radiant presence that you are. And that does not come in words. That comes in actions. Do something in your home that brings you greater joy. I don't know whether it's straightening up a room. I'm seeing you kind of adjusting some sacred items or whatever. Your son may want to have a sharing with you and what you guys decide to do together. But allow that to come in and then let it bring you joy every day and let it inspire you to see how you can inspire others. And so, beloved Nelsie, thank you. Thank you for writing in.
And many blessings indeed. And to all of you, we want to offer you a big hug and gratitude. We're going to take a little station break.
But because you guys are such masters, you're just wearing me out. I need a moment.
We're going to make a cup of tea. So take a deep breath. Let a smile come to your face. And in this moment, I choose to be happy.
Yeah, baby, I choose to be happy too.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you live, alive, and happy in this moment.
Because you are the master. Hey, are you breaking through density with us today, guys? I mean, every time I hear that, I just hear like glass cracking. Like, you know, it's just, and then there's this light and streams. And in many ways, you know, here we are, September 17th, only 2 days left, and we are 100% clear of that shadow moment, heading right into the new moon and the equinox. It is a big week, and this is a great week to claim your mastery as you embody the art of ascended living.
The art of ascended living helps us gain in discernment. And I want to offer you another discernment. We had talked about folks that are drowsy. The drowsy, this is not a negative thing. This is saying, you know, I'm wiping the illusion from my eyes.
Ooh,
I'm,
like that.
I'm clearing the veil.
Yeah, go for it.
Get the cobwebs out of my mind. And we all understand this process because we've all lived through it.
Yeah, we have.
But here's the discernment is because if you are in your drowsy moment and you're dealing with others who are in their drowsy moments, sometimes it can turn into a little conflictual kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so here's one tip. The difference between an ascended awakenedness and a mental inquiry is the heart. The mind demands. So as you're waking up, there will be those around you that demand you to explain yourself, that demand
so
a rationale.
Oh,
how can you believe that? Or how come you're happy when no one else is?
You know, but I also have to jump in here because this is where Saint Germain says it so well, that if we question for the sake of questioning, what we're doing is diminishing our ascended presence.
That's right. Then, and so there's a difference between questioning and inquiry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
the amount of sincerity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when someone says, help me wake up, in whatever way they express it, meaning I want to understand.
And often it'll be because of your presence. It'll be kind of like, I want what you got.
Yeah. And so you're radiating a vibrational level that's more attuned to your authentic soul. And as someone around you says, I would like to know more. If it comes from the heart, it's always uplifting. You feel a sense of, yes, let me share.
Yeah.
But if those around you are making demands, and they may use the very same words.
But it'll be their energy.
But you'll feel it.
Yeah, you will.
It's coming from the mind. It's demanding. And that's a moment where you offer a hug, offer a glass of water, and just say, you know, these things are mine that I hold sacred in my inner knowing.
And, you know, there is a moment, if you have the concerned neighbor, friend, family member, whatever, here's a way that you can lovingly offer them support without damaging your own energy field. If someone's just ragging on you about your beliefs, first, you have to ask yourself, were you sharing with someone who was either asleep or drowsy? Because if you're sharing too much with someone who's asleep or drowsy, honestly, the only person whose energy field is going to be affected is yours. You're going to wind up exhausted.
You're wearing yourself out.
You're going to feel like you're in a tug of war or a yelling match with them or whatever. And so the key is this. If someone says, hey, you know, I think what you believe is all wet, or I think this or whatever, you bring your hand to your heart. Ignite your star consciousness, which is that area just above the third eye. And just say with all sincerity, thank you. Thank you for loving me enough to share your concerns. And I need you to hear that I love me enough to feel good about where I'm at, and you let it go. And sometimes it's letting go, because the minute we start engaging at a lower level than our ascended frequency, it's never a comfortable experience for anyone.
There's no need to be right. No need to win. There's no need to convert.
Well, and exactly. And honestly, the minute you put your hand on your heart and look at somebody and say, thank you for loving me enough to share your concerns, they're already blown away because they're not expecting you to say that. So how do you interrupt those types of patterns when you're dealing with the sleepy and the drowsy? By saying thank you and loving yourself enough to remain in your divine presence. And this is part of being a master. And this is also part of the whole series of the Lost Books of the Essene. And, yeah. And there are so many other wonderful, wonderful series there, guys. And again, are you taking the lessons of light? Right? Shriyankira.com, right on the homepage, the free 12 lessons of light delivered to your mailbox, your email every 2 weeks, and take those 2 weeks and do the lessons. They become like old friends along the way.
You know, we're all born into density. We grow up through density.
We agreed to come into density.
This is the journey that we undertook as a soul to say, I'm going to Earth school.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And I'm going to remember.
Those brains that are sitting there on top of your shoulders have got some software in them that needs to be rewritten.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some old programs running, and they'll keep rearing their heads, so to speak. And this is why we offer these materials. This is why we're here to share with you a beautiful experience at the end of this year here at Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador. It is critical that as you are awakening, that you cultivate, nourish, midwife, and protect that part of you that's tender, that's emerging, that is going to unwind the old programming.
And it is not too early to be paying attention where you plan on being this New Year's Eve. Make that a priority. Really pay attention and be with those who are ready to claim the 2018 energy. Now, we're going to be releasing all of our predictions and revelations for 2018 November 1st. They'll be both in the Sedona Journal in print on our website, on our YouTube. But in the meantime, are you on our newsletter list? We've been starting to send this stuff out. It's time to pay attention. This is the rest of this year, guys, is like an arrow, and it is gaining momentum. It's a big moment, and you are the master. Be using these 5 steps.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, before we jump back to the phone line, I would like to share an email that came in. And
This was one of many emails.
Yeah, this is from somebody in Florida
that was in Hurricane Irma, and we have gotten so many incredible miracle emails.
And we just want to say to all of you, we offer you a grand embrace of loving appreciation for your capacity
and for taking the time to write us.
Yeah,
somebody just getting electric again. again.
And to hold positive energy during a time that it could stimulate a lot of fear.
Well, and everyone who's written us, literally 100% have been about these miracle stories and the presence of using the mantra of self-ascension and seeing what has happened. It's really been miraculous.
So this email came in, and I'm just going to paraphrase a couple of lines from it because it's long, it's sweet, but longer than we need right now on the air. And what is the subject line is simply a wish or from a wish, and it begins, thank you. Hello from a very damaged Florida.
Aww.
And I just want to let you both know that you were my source of strength through Irma. Wow, we took such a ride here. And then she goes on to say, as the storm cleared, here's what her eyes fell upon.
Yeah, I love this. I love this.
What she chose to let in were dragonflies hovering by the window.
Cool.
Kittens and cats playing outside in the yard.
Aww.
Squirrels and antics and flowers and the little moments of sun coming through the clouds and realizing that the storm is clearing and that somehow this battering of wind and rain was a initiation for her.
Well, I love this line. I am starting to understand the struggles that have driven me this far, and I am learning to appreciate where those, quote, issues have led me to where I am today. Really powerful.
And a beautiful sharing and a revelation, because what she has done is grown through the crisis and discovered the happiness is always there, always available.
Yeah, and she also talks about how she started reading some of our books many years ago and things of that nature, and about, you know, being without money and being a single parent and living paycheck to paycheck. And she has a question here, and I love these questions. Yellow butterflies are appearing all around me. How did these wonderful creatures survive the storm? How are they finding me? Does anyone else see these amazing miracles? I am blessed. You know what, my angel? Right there is the answer to your question, because you are calling in the active blessings. And I love that in capital letters, you are like, I am here. I am more than ready. And I am totally open. And so, beloved angel, thank you for being the divine center of the storm, the presence of illumination. Of course, all these miracle beings are finding you because your energy and your radiation has actually ignited a new attractor energy. And to be honest with you, it looks like you've opened up so much attractor energy that things are going to start shifting very, very quickly for you. I know you didn't specifically ask for any soul reading, but I just feel compelled to share with you that you've got a momentum energy that you opened up. It's like your own little storm of manifestation.
Absolutely.
And so we celebrate you and we celebrate your sharing and really in this one email, kind of very much modeling what a lot of these other emails were saying as well.
Because we're all here for growth.
Are we ever?
Your life is your spiritual path.
You are the master.
And whether you have a personal storm, a relationship, or finances, or health, or whatever it is, or it's a shared storm such as a hurricane and the rest of it, they are all initiations.
Absolutely.
They are all opportunities.
Absolutely.
And we bow before you when you're able to say, I get it. I am here. I'm ready. I'm happy. I'm open.
Woo!
Let's get on with it.
Guide me, baby. And so guide me, Sri. Let's find another phone line.
We're heading to line 3, and we'll say hi to Jess from California.
Hey, Jess. Namaste.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Jess from Seattle. I would like to say thank you for taking my call and for everything you guys do. I know you've helped a lot of people in my circle, but I just wanted to, I was actually guided yesterday and today to call in, and not so much from any soul reading for myself, but for my beloved who's kind of going through some things in his life that aren't so pleasant. So I was hoping I could receive one for him. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are more than welcome, my love. You know, I see him through you right now. And what I can share with you is this, that the energy around your beloved, and this is going to last another month or so, but not, it'll be different. This is a clearing. This is a cleansing. And everything that I'm hearing is that the minute that the cleansing is understood and received, everything will begin to unwind and reset. And this is a great week. I find it to be no accident that you got through this week. And they're saying, and you're on line three. I need to tell you that, because they're saying it's going to be like this 3-week period. And then it'll be like that, you know, like I said, it's about a month, but it's like this 3-week period. And so it would be really powerful if the two of you are open to sit down with a piece of paper and say, okay, the positive gift I am receiving from this is, and to go through every aspect of this and to look at it and to see it, and then to start claiming that now. And that will start unwinding what's happening, because this is a clearing. Here's the good news too. This is never going to happen again. In other words, this is one of those life moments that's kind of unavoidable. The good news is, if you take the steps and you harness the mastery during this moment, you never have to repeat this type of energy again. So it is a powerful moment. I know it's challenging, but it was actually meant to be, and now it's time to help it finish.
Thank you so much. And it's just, I just have to say the synchronicities of three is amazing, because I do have a lot of Jesus energy around me, and he always brings the three into my life always, every day.
Yeah, well, that's why you got through on line three. I mean, it's all over you. And you got to love that kind of affirmation.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Julie. I love you so much. Thank you.
Oh, we love you too, my angel. Many, many blessings. And please offer a big hug to your beloved on our behalf as well.
Oh, I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to head to line five, and I see a caller we didn't get to last week.
Yeah, I think he was waiting when we hung up. This is Brian from California.
Hello, you guys.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Kira. May your birthday be one of the most powerful birthing of who you really are, and all the magic surrounds you, like all the butterflies of the whole entire world.
Oh, you're making me cry. Yes, oh, yes, you are so beautiful. Thank you, angel.
And I actually, you know how everyone says, a lot of times they say, your I am present. My I am presence. I've been feeling like to say it this way, I am presence.
Oh yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And yeah, you know, I want to just jump in too. Go ahead, honey.
No, go ahead. I'm in Mount Shasta, and your guidance back in April when I was in Florida to come back out west was right on. Mount Shasta has been so powerful, so wonderful. And I am not sure if presence is guiding me out of Mount Shasta or if it's just my ego that doesn't want to go through the cold winters.
Well, I you know, sometimes our guidance helps our ego see something we need to know. And the reason I'm giggling is, honey, you've harvested everything you need. Now it's about taking it and integrating it and bringing it to where you will flourish. And so it is not your ego. It is actually your ascended mastery helping you see that you are ready to carry everything that you've received with you to a place where you can flourish. And in your case, it does include weather. Some of us need to be in a different zone, a different latitude, so to speak, to be able to really birth the fullness of our spiritual beingness. I mean, that's why Sri and I have moved so many times, is because spirit comes in and says, okay, you're complete here. And we're like, oh my goodness, really? And you know, like for us, seriously. So like being here at Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador is the first time in my entire life there's a deep sense of knowing that we have landed. And for you, my angel, you're very close to that landing spot as well. So no, this is not your ego. This is your ascended presence, and it's time to harvest and flourish. And I love, love, love that we got to say hello to you today.
Do you feel like I keep getting that presence is going to unfold something without the human effort? Do you feel like that is true, or do
yes.
I just need to get in my car and drive?
No, give it another 2 weeks before you do anything, if you can. Yeah, or meander
okay.
for 2 weeks, you know. But there is, they just keep saying harvest and flourish. And harvest is partially about contacts, connection, being in quietude with everything that's come forward, and then flourish. And within a 2 week period, this is all going to kind of really make more sense to you. So just breathe, be patient, and let it flow.
Well, I'm actually camping back out on the mountain, and I have to say, being outdoors and on the mountain has ignited Kundalini experiences and just depth of heart of the Creator, and it's people need to be outside more if it's
Agreed.
Warm.
Agreed. And if there's any way you can make it, you get down here for New Year's, my love. And I 100%.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. So we'll just manifest it if it's meant to.
All right.
Anyway,
make that happen.
I love both of you, and Sri, I love the wisdom that comes through you. It's so eloquent and so elegant and quaint and beautiful. Thank you. I love you both. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Brian. You
Thank
too,
you.
My love.
Big hug.
Woohoo! Many blessings. Wow. You know, such. I want to hitchhike on what Brian just talked about, because that's really one of the blessings of being here at Tosa Blue Mountain, is that, you know, I don't know if you guys realize that we have a little over 20 acres of the Andes Mountains as a sacred, sanctuary, and we have ancient, 2,000-3,000-year-old petroglyphs right here on the property, and the vibration is coming, I'm giggling because I didn't realize that the reason they call it Blue Mountain is because all the stones are blue.
But there's a whole lot of rocks
oh
that are emanating that cosmic blue.
I thought they were painted. I didn't realize it was natural until I'm like, wait a minute, it's every rock.
Well, one of my favorite things to do, I've done for 20 years now, when I first read David Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, and he brought forward a model, a yardstick of levels of consciousness. I've been tracking our journeys. I've been tracking our clients and students. And what I've realized, there's great truth in understanding that as we lift vibrationally into the zone that Hawkins described as 500, the love zone. Once that happens, our bodies start to change, healing begins to happen naturally, and these discernments, these ascended discernments come forward. Sometimes one's mouth opens and you go, wow, that was pretty neat, what came out? Because one is plugged into a higher field of truth.
Yeah, very, very true.
And the reason I'm sharing that right now is Kira and I took a little walk here at Tosa Blue Mountain, and we were walking by a very ancient cypress tree.
Oh my God, we have two of them.
Yeah.
And I told Sri, it felt like I was walking into Merlin's garden.
It was just magical. And we just sat on the earth and amongst the clovers, and I realized this land was vibrating at around 520.
Well,
it's just right there
at
the cusp of the joy level.
And we're sitting there listening to the trickling of these little creeks, and there's all these huge trees and big open meadows and rolling fields, and it was mind-blowing. The energy.
Yeah.
It was really mind-blowing. And, speaking of mind-blowing, guys, remember, you are the mastery. We've been diving today into the art of ascended living, and this topic is so big that you absolutely want to make a note to be with us next Sunday, not only because we're going to be really culminating this whole series of shows for the month, but also because the week ahead is big, 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 big. So you make a note right now. Oh, yeah, next Sunday, I'm going to culminate this mastery series with Sri and Kara.
Absolutely.
It's that important. And speaking of culminating, I know we still have packed lines. Let's just grab a line. Let's just go right here to line two. We've got Tony from Arizona. Hey, Tony, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thanks
hi.
For taking my call. What I'm calling about, if you could maybe help, is my son. It has had like just a very troubled life. He's 20, he'll be 28. And if you could maybe give some words of guidance I could pass on to him.
Oh, well, Tony, first and foremost, honey, thank you for calling in, truly. And I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And if it's safe for you to do so, I want you to close your eyes. And just allow your breath to be easy right now, because the energy that's coming through is coming in way far out in the universe. And the energy keeps saying, I can't even understand the name. It's like Herani. It's a very powerful, unified energy that's saying your son's journey is not complete, and that your son has a greater mission before him than you are aware. His trials have been his guideposts, and they will resolve after his 30th year. And they're saying that the greatest gift you can give him is to lead by example, to be the divine being that you are, that this master hiding in him knew who he was when he came into the planet. He came to help heal you and a lot of other people around him, and that this is going to resolve, but it's not quite done yet. But over the next couple of years, the greatest gift that you can give him is for you to really live in the presence of who you really are. And this is gonna resolve. He's gonna have, it's almost like he has two lives. And when he gets to the other side, there's gonna be a lot of extraordinary aha moments for all of you. And so I'm very grateful you got through today, Tony. Hang in there. I promise you this is gonna resolve. I promise you it will resolve.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste. And wow, Sri, how does the show end this fast?
It keeps rolling by.
Like every time I get the, hey, guys, you have like a minute left, I'm like, that cannot be. But isn't that true about our whole world right now?
Absolutely. And it's important to remember, as we started the show talking about happiness, talking about ascended living, that the Essene, the Ascended Essene Brotherhood, teaches us, they offer us the reminder that we're here to activate our ascended hearts.
Yes.
And through that, our presence will heal our lives and those who choose to accept the healing that we're radiating. Now, one of the things they share here is...
Now, this is back in that lesson one. Go download it, print it, highlight it.
Here's this amazing line of reassurance. You are divine healers of presence that many will flock to. You have lived all over this world and many others. Understand, you have lived this gift. It's time for you to be in your presence again.
Well, I love this line too. You understand because you are. You took birth in and of itself. You are an understanding master. You deserve because you were born. And I want you to really take that in.
I deserve because I was born. You are a divine being having your earthly experience.
Well, and I love how they say right here, you are the divine of the divine of the divine. And your world is ready to act out in great ways. And in the times that you have been on this planet before, it is your time to activate. Rather than let the density swallow you, may the density ignite you. You're the master. You came for this moment.
Absolutely. And beloved ones, taking a deep breath, let the truth of this sharing anchor in your own consciousness. And until we have the joy of being with you again live next week.
And continuing this huge conversation.
May you smile. And may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.